Run to Old Navy tomorrow for $1 flip-flops. It's the once-a-year event you and your feet have been waiting for. Get Old Navy's famous flip-flops for just $1 tomorrow only. Valid 6/25. Check stores for restrictions and opening details.
Little Caesar's premium Detroit-style deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni is our most premium pizza experience. And now it's even more premium. Just call 1-855-TALK-DEEP and we'll compliment you while you eat it. This premium treatment isn't just for eccentric billionaires. It's for you, with your shiny hair and very kind eyes. That one's on us. Pick up our premium deep, deep dish pizza for just $8 and call 1-855-TALK-DEEP. Hot and ready 4 to 8. Or order anytime, you cool rebel. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax. You.
Here's a get-in-the-know fact from TransUnion.com. Every 2 seconds in the U.S., someone's credit is compromised. In the average inning, that's more than 600 new victims. In an entire game, that's more than 5,000. Now imagine if the pitcher likes to take his time.
If you believe louder is always better, then Guitar Center has you covered. So plug in, play loud, and save up to 35% on select electric guitars, electronic drums, amps, live sound, digital pianos, and other instruments you can plug in. Gear from major brands across every department. Get the gear you need to set yourself apart and to be heard amongst the crowd. The Plug In and Play Loud sale at Guitar Center. Going on now through June 29th, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
The next generation of climate control is the Honeywell Lyric Round Wi-Fi Thermostat, now just $229 at the Home Depot. Lyric lets you control your home's temperature from your smartphone. Running late? Arriving early? Just change the temperature from wherever you are. It also works with Apple HomeKit and works with Samsung SmartThings. Get comfortable with the Honeywell Lyric Thermostat, just $229 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through August 15th.
This is the official radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. Get a start on next year's company outing at ChicagoWolves.com. Bulls front office preparing for what happens next. The big Jimmy Butler trade that was sort of in the works and maybe not in the works didn't even happen last night. Talks were intense with the Celtics and somewhat the same with the T-Wolves, at least according to reports. Gar Forman says otherwise.
When you have a special player like Jimmy, in order to really, take a hard look at something, it's got to be something you think is going to knock your socks off, something that's really special. And we never felt we were presented with anything where we would consider moving Jimmy.
The Bulls ended up taking the 14th pick and keeping that with Denzel Valentine, the Michigan State product. And Mitch Lawrence says of the Sporting News that the Wizards are planning to offer Joakim Noah the max contract, 4 years, which could be close to $115 million. Derrick Rose introduced to the New York media today. And, of course, he held up the number 25 jersey that he'll wear, says the trade still doesn't feel real, but thinks that the Knicks will appreciate him a little bit more. You can read more about it at 670thescore.com. Cubs and Marlins tonight. Kyle Hendricks on the bump going against Tom Kohler. Anthony Rizzo sitting once again tonight, and it's a completely different lineup for Joe Maddon. Pregame starts at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score. White Sox back home tonight to start a six-game homestand. Blue Jays are in town. Carlos Rodon facing Toronto for the first time in his career. White Sox will start the day 6 games behind the first-place Cleveland Indians. NHL draft starts tonight, but the Blackhawks don't have a pick until tomorrow in round 2, 50th overall. WNBA, the Sky facing the Liberty tonight in New York. Scoreboard update brought to you by Land Rover, and check out the Amstel display at your local Binnie's, Jewel, or 7-Eleven, and text the keyword to 67011 to win a free round of golf. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. Next game on The Score is tonight, 5:35, bottom of the hour. Cubs and Marlins on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's McPick 2 menu for just $3.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
We said this all along. We like Jimmy Butler. We did not shop Jimmy Butler. Did we receive calls? Of course we did. And that's our job, to listen to calls. You know, we get calls on a lot of our players, and that's stuff that happens all throughout the league. We have never made a call in regards to Jimmy Butler. And we've talked about, you know, we value Jimmy Butler. We're very happy to have Jimmy Butler. We've got a terrific basketball player who, you know, is an all-star, an all-NBA defender, is still young. You know, obviously we've got him under contract long term. Those are all positives. He again is what we want to be. We have a special player like Jimmy. In order to really, you know, take a hard look at something, it's got to be something you think is going to knock your socks off, something that's really special. And we never felt we were presented with anything where we would consider moving Jimmy.
Basketball.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. You can't hear that anymore. It's just a pile of crap. It's not true. It's just not true. And there's no reason.
Semantics.
There's no reason to be disingenuous about it. Jimmy gets it. He knows. He understands.
We're all stupid.
He's a big
That's
boy.
Why.
Come on. We're looking forward to talking to Steve Ashburner in just a bit. He is trying to get himself a cab at O'Hare, apparently. See, he should be using Lyft, which is like a private car service. You know, just with a tap on his phone, it really wouldn't be an issue.
Especially a big baller like Ash.
A developing story here. And I'm not quite sure about the overall legality of this in any way, but this is the Associated Press in Dallas. An attorney handling Johnny Manziel's domestic violence case expressed doubts about the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback's ability to stay clean and said he was given a receipt that shows Manziel may have spent more than $1,000 at a drug paraphernalia store just 15 hours after he was involved in a hit-and-run crash, according to a lengthy text message accidentally sent to the Associated Press.
Whoops.
Defense attorney Bob Hinton's text indicated that Manziel's legal team was seeking a plea deal with prosecutors, but suggested that could be tricky. Quote, heaven help us if one of the conditions is to pee in a bottle, the attorney wrote. Hinton also wrote that he had been emailed a heads-up receipt, which purports to reflect that Manziel made a purchase of $1,018.77 at a gas pipe store, I don't know what that is, at 12.03 p.m. on Tuesday, less than a day after his crash. A manager at a location not far from where Manziel's crash was reported declined to discuss whether he bought anything there. A sign in the store says ID is required for purchases above $200. So the errant text was sent Wednesday after the AP sought comment via text about Monday night's crash. When asked about the text, Hinton said he'd meant to send it to another attorney on the case and was unaware the AP had received it instead. He insisted the contents were protected by attorney-client privilege and threatened to sue if certain details were published. And maybe that's true. He may be right on that.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, the AP was awfully quick. They must have gone to their lawyers and were very quick to turn this around. So the text shows that Manziel's attorneys are pushing for leniency, even as they grapple with indications he could still be struggling with substance abuse more than a year after his stay in a rehab center.
Did AP release a statement on?
No, they just released the story.
Huh.
So the charges the former Browns quarterback is facing come amid heightened scrutiny of legal cases involving professional athletes following domestic violence accusations against NFL players Ray Rice and Greg Hardy. The 23-year-old Manziel is accused of hitting and threatening former girlfriend Colleen Crowley during a night out in January. Faces a misdemeanor assault charge that carries a penalty of up to a year in jail and a $4,000 fine. Well, I would imagine we're going to hear that Johnny Manziel's found a new lawyer, right? You can't keep this guy.
Yeah, I'm going to get a different guy, I'm guessing.
Boy, I mean, I've sent misdirected texts before.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. A little thing like, I'm at the store, do we need eggs? And we get them all the time to 67011.
Right.
Sometimes it's what the guy's going to do to the missus when he gets home. We get some of the wayward sex. And we also get something like, I'm picking up so-and-so at 4 o'clock at school.
Yeah.
And then they realize
they
sent it to us. And that's, you can't.
And that's the worst place to send it to, by the way. That's as bad a mistake as a lawyer could make.
Because you know it was on his phone, and he had, because the AP had texted him for comment, and he just wasn't looking. He just wasn't mindful. Oh, that's so bad.
Poor Johnny. It's not going well for him.
And I don't. I have no idea what that store called Gas Pipe. I don't know what that means. Do you?
Yeah, it's probably all those pipes and all those like hookahs and all that
like a
stuff.
Vaping store or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, those places that pretend like they're selling pipes for tobacco use only, and papers and all that kind of stuff.
Ah, here, Hinton's text said the gas pipe receipt was sent to him by an attorney who's involved in a federal case involving two people affiliated with the chain of making and selling synthetic marijuana.
Does it change because it was federal?
That's a great question. Manziel's spokeswoman, Denise Michaels, that's a great job to be, Johnny Manziel's spokeswoman, called the purchase a rumor in a statement to the AP, saying, "We don't know for sure whether the receipt does or doesn't represent a purchase he made, since there are always unfounded stories flying around, but we all make it a policy to keep each other up to date on them." So they're not confirming for sure, but if he's now involved in a purchase that's somehow connected to a federal synthetic marijuana investigation, and wasn't that the drug that was supposedly being used by the Patriots players, like the guy at the
Jones?
Yeah, Chandler Jones, who went to the police station
out of his mind. I got things going on here. I'm going crazy. Yeah,
right.
That's synthetic marijuana. You hear stories about that stuff.
You don't fool around with that.
No.
That's like bath salts and these other things that people are buying.
And people's faces.
Yeah, they end up becoming cannibals.
Zombies. Yes.
Zombie cannibal drugs.
Yes.
Well, this like when Manziel's own dad said he was concerned for his well-being if nobody intervened, that he would end up dead. This is, you probably can't even draft him in a Deadpool at this point.
It'd be unfair.
Well, no, there's some guys that he'd be obviously the most sought after. You wouldn't get, and well, the ones that use odds, you're not gonna get a lot of odds. So we now get a chance to be joined by a guy you should be following on Twitter if you are an NBA fan. He is at AshNBA. He is NBA.com Steve Ashburner on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Grill your Home Run In Pizza in just 13 minutes. What's happening, Steve?
Good afternoon, fellas. My faith in my fellow man has been restored.
Why?
I came into O'Hare, and as I waited for my cab, I transferred my house keys from my bag to what I thought was my pocket. Turns out when I got out to the burbs to enter my house, the keys were not in my pocket. So I trekked all the way back to O'Hare, looking frantically around, called the lost and found there. They were not very encouraging. And I walked out to where I picked up the cab. Somebody had picked them up and set them on a cement post.
Wow.
And I saw them. So it's a good day.
Lucky you. Lucky you. Wow. That's, you know, it's funny because when I was working out at the gym today, I had something was rolling in my direction, and it was
Ash's keys.
It was a guy's wedding ring that was just out of nowhere rolling across the floor, and it was from relatively far away. And I picked it up, and I walked over to a guy who had to be, and I said, "I'm sorry, but is this yours?" And he goes, "Oh my God, yeah!" And it turns out there was a hole in his pocket.
Oh,
he had put
out.
It in his pocket while I was working out. So maybe it's just one of those days where things are lining up cosmically. But we've been talking about last night and talking about the fact that no matter what Gar Forman is saying, and it's all gobbledygook at this point, and he's lying about the fact that the Bulls weren't shopping Jimmy Butler around, I'm glad they were. And I'm glad that there are plenty of reports that say there was at least one voice and they're pushing for a total rebuild. I'll take that as a silver lining.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, the day that they traded Derek, I was asked on a couple of radio calls, I mean, should that be it? Should they build around Jimmy? I'm like, no, keep going. In for a penny, in for a pound. You can call it a retool if you want, but we know what it is. And if they were going to trade one of them, I was saying trade Jimmy. So I don't really I don't have any problem. And I agree with you. I mean, it's all semantics on a night like last night. And then you factor in the history between Chicago and Minnesota with Thibodeau and Forman and Paxson. I mean, good luck getting a straight story on that. I mean, both sides would want to win any trade that they would enter into, and they wouldn't even want to admit that they had an interest in entering into anything.
Ash, obviously you've seen your share of teams trying to blow it up and start from scratch, and there aren't a lot of success stories. You need luck. You need the right player to fall from you. But, first and foremost, you need a front office that hits on a lot of things and makes good decisions. Do you think this organization is scared that it might not be equipped to do that, or they are reflecting back on what happened post-Jordan and the long sewer that they had to climb out of to get to this point. And that's why they're going to keep a guy like Jimmy and kind of set the stage for free agency in 2017 and bank on that.
Well, maybe. I just think that the one lesson that we've learned across generations and through various CBA rule changes and seismic shifts is that you don't want to get caught in the middle. And that you need to bottom out if you have any hopes of getting up near the top. It's very rare that you don't have to do that. I mean, even the Knicks and the Lakers, you know, vaunted anchor franchises for this league, and then the Celtics before that, have had to bottom out. So I think if it's a thing where we want to crawl back into the bottom rungs of the Eastern Conference playoff bracket, good luck with that. I mean, if that's what motivates them and makes them feel that it's a competitive situation, I just don't see it. And this roster right now doesn't give me a lot of hope that they can even get there, much less advance beyond a few games.
Veteran reporter Mitch Lawrence of the Sporting News says, according to sources, the Wizards are locked in on making a major offer to Joakim Noah, said to be willing to offer Noah the full maximum contract, starting at $28 million, and it would reach around $120 million over four seasons. Is this plausible? Can this be possible?
It's a new world order, fellas. This money that's flooding in, people are going to be itching to spend it. In fact, a lot of teams are going to have to spend just to get up to the floor of what they're supposed to spend,
yep.
Like 90% of the cap. So, it's going to. Joe's familiar with Minnesota. This is going to be Lake Wobegon, where everybody's above average. Everybody's a salary player.
I just didn't think.
I mean,
to be a
mid-tier guy right now is ideal in the NBA.
But of all players, Joakim Noah, a guy who's got one bad knee and coming off of shoulder surgery and can't score even when he's young and healthy.
You have to spend your money on somebody. That's the thing. You have to spend it on somebody. And there's only so many of these guys and 30 teams to fill these rosters. So, like I said, to be a mid-tier guy is just wonderful in the NBA. Ash, do you think, in talking to different teams, does anyone have an idea of what this thing's going to be? Or come July 1st, it's the Wild West, and the market is going to be something that is organic and just kind of just takes off on its own?
Yeah, it's going to be a tsunami of cash. And there's a reason the Players Union didn't want to save the owners from themselves and do the so-called smoothing of the salary cap, which basically would have said, you know, we'll let the cap just bump up a little more modestly, you know, than the 24 million that it's going to jump in one fell swoop this summer, because, you know, we don't want the market values to go haywire. And then the players would have gotten their money, but in sort of a lump sum that the union then would distribute based on each guy's prorated amount of his salary. It's a complicated thing, but it would have taken the onus off the owners. Even though, let's face it, they could have smoothed in TV revenues themselves in the structuring of the deal with the broadcast partners. But guess what? They want their money all at once, too. So they want the players to sort of take it, you know, a little bit as it comes and just get used to it that way. But they wanted to get it because the old owners, you know, they want to cash out sooner maybe. And the young owners got big liability payments they have to make. So they want the cash. And so do the players. It's going to come in and... what's going to happen is the bad contracts this summer are going to have ripple effects for years, because you know how it is. Once a guy says, well, I'm better than that guy. Remember John Wall said, well, I'm better than Reggie Jackson, and he just signed for as much as I signed for. And that's going to go on a lot this summer, because you're going to see mediocre players signing deals that eclipse star salaries, and the stars are going to remember it. And they're going to be unhappy while their contract plays out. And they're going to expect a lot more when it's their turn.
Speaking of that, Derrick Rose in his initial press conference in New York today said he still thinks he's great. He doesn't have to go back to being great. He said he had a hell of a season. He said the media didn't understand how good he was last year, that players understood how good he was, and that he just has to get his rhythm. He just didn't quite have rhythm. I don't know exactly what he means. I don't know what games he thought he was watching. The question I have is, do you think the Knicks agree with Derek, or are the Knicks more aware of what they actually received?
Well, I think the Knicks, in a sense, this is sort of a closet play for cap space. I mean, Derek comes off the books next summer, and then they'll be able to do whatever the heck they want, whether that includes Derrick Rose or whether it does not. I mean, this is a chance to just sort of, you know, take him for a spin around one season as much as he's willing to play and see what he has. And, you know, I mean, whether Derrick is courageous enough to sort of go out there and shop his skills and make a change again, or whether this one change from Chicago to New York makes him inclined to want to stay with the Knicks if he has a productive season, you know, that's to be determined. I just, you know, I actually thought that, you know, he showed pretty encouraging glimpses over the second half of last season in terms of quickness, some of his explosiveness, though I don't think he can safely play that way, you know, really anymore, frankly. But I think he showed some things where, you know, just a matter of keeping him on the floor. But I also think that right now he wants to manage his health and play just enough to maintain a market value, and he's not going to put himself at jeopardy of blowing next summer's free agency.
All right, Ash, congratulations on finding your house keys, and thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, Steve.
Steve Ashburner of NBA.com, our guest on Boers and Bernstein on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. There are well-run franchises and poorly run franchises. It doesn't matter what sport you choose. Whether it's football with the Browns, the same can be said in baseball for the Miami Marlins. The Sacramento Kings are that team in the NBA. The Sacramento Kings are like the land of misfit toys, a bunch of pieces that just don't fit together. Don't believe me? Last night, they didn't just draft one, they drafted two centers in the first round of the NBA draft. A position that they already had three guys under contract for. I know it's a shocker for a team that's had five head coaches in 3 years that they might be poorly run, but if you ever had any question for which was the worst run NBA franchise, the Kings stepped right up to the podium and said, me, it's me, and if you don't believe it, watch the NBA draft. We did, we understand. I'm Doug
Ready to take your game to the next level? With Xfinity X1, you can track all the scores and stats right on your TV. Plus, you can stream multiple games at once on any laptop, tablet, or phone from anywhere in the home. Change the way you experience TV. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Switch to an X1 triple play from Comcast and save when you bundle. Call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow for $1 flip-flops. It's the once-a-year event you and your feet have been waiting for. Get Old Navy's famous flip-flops for just $1 tomorrow only. Valid 6/25. Check stores for restrictions and opening details.
Little Caesar's premium Detroit-style deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese and pepperoni is our most premium pizza experience. And now it's even more premium. Just call 1-855-TALK-DEEP and we'll compliment you while you eat it. This premium treatment isn't just for eccentric billionaires. It's for you with your shiny hair and very kind eyes. That one's on us. Pick up our premium deep, deep dish pizza for just $8 and call 1-855-TALK-DEEP. Hot and ready 4 to 8. Or order anytime, you cool rebel. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
If you believe louder is always better, then Guitar Center has you covered. So, plug in, play loud, and save up to 35% on select electric guitars, electronic drums, amps, live sound, digital pianos, and other instruments you can plug in. Gear from major brands across every department. Get the gear you need to set yourself apart and to be heard amongst the crowd. The Plug In and Play Loud sale at Guitar Center, going on now through June 29th, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Celebrate summer in style with great July 4th deals happening right now at Lowe's. Hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on everything you'll need, like 5 bags of mulch for only $10. Plus, get 1.25 quart red, white, and blue annuals, now 5 for $10. Don't miss out on summer's best savings happening right now at Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 6/22 through 7/6 on select sizes. Color and selection varies by location. Discount taken at time of purchase. Plan offer valid 6/22 through 6/29. Actual plant size and selection may vary by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details, U.S. only.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
I'm a dream big kind of kid, and I need a good education as a foundation to help me get where I want to go. What's time for learning homeschool? Flexible scheduling and student-paced. Check. Online interactive curriculum. Check. Log in from anywhere at any time. Check.
Start helping your kid dream big today and create a love of learning at timeforlearning.com. Use promo code RADIO to save 20% off your first month. Log on timeforlearning.com now.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Attention, are you turning 65 and don't know what your Medicare plan options are? Are you already on Medicare and unhappy with your current plan? Medicare providers can help you choose the plan that is right for you. Call us today at 855-408-4081 and we'll connect you with a licensed agent to help you determine which Medicare plan fits your needs the best. You may also be eligible for a special enrollment period. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call today at 855-408-4081.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Wings Beer Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Boy, the thing about downtown Park Ridge is, man, when people just start getting off of work and the trains pull up and start disgorging groups of very thirsty people, this is definitely the place to be. We're at Harp and Fiddle. It's been a really fun afternoon.
Yeah,
and
great
this
place.
It's a great place for sports fans as well, because not only do they have all these great high-def flat screens around, it's a high-def sound system as well. And for big games, they have already installed digital drop-down screens. So when it comes to postseason baseball, your football weekends where they have pig roasts going on, and hockey games, basketball games, this is definitely the joint. And it's great. It's got a real sort of Irish pub feel, but it's modern. And what they've done with the decor is they've certainly done a good job marrying both. And the food's just been
spectacular. Get the balsamic vinaigrette.
Like that.
Oh, yeah. It was like a vinaigrette with a little had some secret in it.
I was
some summery tasting.
Boy, you knew exactly what you wanted too. Yeah. You must order a lot of salads because you had a very, very specific order. You knew exactly what you wanted and how you wanted it, and that's satisfying when you can get it. It's just right.
And they deliver it, and it's really good.
Yeah, I did the grilled romaine Caesar, where it's actually like the heads of romaine that are actually charred. They throw it on the grill and char it, and then, oh man, with the grape tomatoes and a little bit of chicken on there. Absolutely outstanding stuff. But this was fun, a couple of days.
Great time for me to come, too, right?
Well, that was the idea.
When
I talked to Mitch about it, he said, yeah. I said, yeah, they think Cali would be just the right guy with everything that's going on, and indeed it was. I wish the Bulls were a little more dramatic last night, because they ended up so much. I was getting so excited watching Twitter, and here are credible people all in my timeline talking about this is close and talks are advancing and this
things
is
are heating
this.
Up
and I thought right there for sure, absolutely this is going to happen without question. And then it's like, and they took a four-year college guy who's kind of good. And
got bad knees and BJ Armstrong.
That's okay. The training staff is on it. He'll have him listening to his body, and they'll get him all figured
spinal
out.
Spinal tapped up.
But it's not fair to him, not fair to Denzel Valentine.
No, because I think he's actually going to be a very serviceable NBA player with the potential to have some ceiling to him too.
I hope so.
Just want to see how he is going to work and fit in this thing and where he's going to play, because that's the great unknown.
We thank Bud Light. We thank Harp and Fiddle for their generous hospitality today. We thank our guests. They were Mike DeCourcy, Ron Coomer, and Steve Ashburner. We thank our engineer, Dominic Mendocino.
What Phoenix has done is they've drafted a 7-foot-1 piece of NBA silly putty.
Okay. We had several producers today. We had Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Thank you very much. Was that Baldy McFarson? What was that?
McGrindy.
Let's go to, okay, enough of the Gillette. Lose it.
Hey, bitch. Brett Lyons.
Oh, yes. All right.
Happy. And Chris Tannehill.
Lisa Salters is with Chris Dunn right now.
Thank you, Reese. Chris. And the shoes, Chris. The shoes. What's up with the shoes?
Yeah, these is Gucci. The whole suit made by JCPenney. Shout out to JCPenney.
That was a guy who was like in tears.
Yeah. went from Gucci to JCPenney
quick. And but that guy was telling you all this his stuff about what it meant to him. And then she's talking about shoes?
Turn to the fashion end.
Come on. You know, you have an opportunity to get some meaningful stuff, but it's like they're not allowed to even try to find something meaningful. Thanks to everybody who listened and texted and sexted and emailed and tweeted and everything that you did. On Monday, Jason Goff is going to be with me.
What happens to the 9 to 11?
Not my job. I just look at the schedule.
Smells like a Rosner.
And I said, ooh, yeah, that's not good for anybody involved. But I will be looking forward to doing a series of shows.
Old school.
Jason Goff.
That's where I met him. With you at Lehman's.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I brought him there to play.
Yeah.
He had his buddy with him.
He jokes around and still says, yeah, Dan was like, look, this is my black friend.
And his black friend.
And his black friend.
Right.
So I have two.
Thanks to everybody, and be listening again Monday. Cubs baseball is coming your way. Have a fun and safe weekend. Talk to you in a couple days. Bye.
It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cleveland got their part of it done.
And LeBron did what he said he was going to do. He delivered on the promise.
The point is,
it's over.
And they're all over. All bets are off now. Cleveland can win a title. That means the Cubs are next. The only unfinished business in sports, the only thing left is the Cubs to actually win a World Series.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And now, WSCR 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass Pregame Show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, Nuveen Investments, Menards, United Association of Union Plumbers, Fitters, Welders, and Service Technicians, Grand Appliance and TV, and Cambria Countertops. And now your host, Mark Grody.
As we do welcome you into Cubs baseball, thank you for being with us. It is Friday night baseball from Marlins Park in Miami, Florida, where it is blazing hot outside and quite comfortable inside the roof-closed, air-conditioned ballpark here tonight, where it will be the 47-24 Chicago Cubs against the 39-34 Miami Marlins. Kyle Hendricks pitching for the Cubs. Tom Kohler, the man on the mound for Miami. Anthony Rizzo out of the Cubs lineup for a second straight night with back stiffness. More on Rizzo in a little bit. But with Rizzo and Fowler both out, here is what the lineup looks like. Jason Hayward leading off tonight, followed by Chris Bryant hitting second and playing first base. Ben Zobrist hitting third and playing second. Wilson Contreras, again, for a second straight night, is hitting cleanup. He is the catcher tonight, though. Chris Coughlin in left field. Javier Baez playing third base. Addison Russell at shortstop. You have Kyle Hendricks hitting eighth tonight. And, of course, he is the starting pitcher. Albert Almora Jr. is in center field tonight and hitting ninth. Ron Coomer now, sponsored by Cambria. Natural quartz countertops in 126 stunning designs for your new kitchen or bath. CambriaUSA.com. Well, Coom, not many people suspected, well, some people did, that the Cubs would get off to a start like this at 47-24. But I certainly don't think a lot of people suspected that the Cubs lineup on this date, June 24th, would look like this with Wilson Contreras and Albert Almora Jr. in the lineup. But Cubs doing what they got to do at this point. Hi, Ron.
I am here now.
You sound so good.
Yeah, I was sounding better probably for your show just a second ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're more interested in doing the Boers and Bernstein show than
no,
the pregame
show. No, that is
apparently.
Not it. Yeah, that is not it.
In from here on out.
Okay, talk to you later, Mark. No. You're right in some regard, because as things have gone this season, the Cubs have been able to escape much, you know, any significant injuries. Well, now all of a sudden they've been bit with the injury bug, two hamstrings, a back with Anthony Rizzo, and now you have a very young lineup in there for the Cubs. They've been able to bring up young players who are extremely talented, but also are extremely young and have very limited big league experience. And we've seen some very good and some where they've been exposed just a little bit with their youth. So this is, I really believe if you're ever going to have this time of the year and you're a playoff team, now's the time to have it, not in, you know, August or September.
Cubs have scored 9 runs over their last 4 games, so it's easy to see where things have gone wrong. And there were, again, youth or not, there were opportunities last night for the Cubs, especially in the 9th inning when they loaded the bases with one out and could not do anything with it.
Yeah, one swing away, right, has been the whole thing here for these last 4 or 5 days. I think one game, St. Louis, the last game of the series, they kind of ran away with the ball game. But, you know, you think about the last night's game, and the Cubs had men on, and the bases loaded. You do everything except get that big, big last knock to help win a game. And April, May, and, you know, especially April and May, they were always seem to get that big hit. So they're going through a stretch right now. I believe that if they get that big hit here tonight or tomorrow night, all of a sudden everything will be good, and you'll start seeing a lot of those good at-bats with runners in scoring position.
Keys to the game being brought to you by Lakeshore Recycling System, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com.
Well, with Kyle Hendricks on the mound, he does not strike out a lot, although his last couple starts, he's had the strikeout pitch working. Defense is very important. When you're not scoring a lot of runs and you're getting good starting pitching, which the Cubs have been getting, you have to make all the plays. That is an absolute must. Last night, and that doesn't mean necessarily outs. You just got to do what you're supposed to do. Whether it's hit the cutoff man, keep the ball in the infield, not give away extra bases, and I think that's going to be vital today for the Chicago Cubs with this young lineup again. Offensively, concentrate on doing the little things. The last few days, to me, a lot of quick outs in big situations. Kohler is a guy in his last start walked 6. So today might be a day where taking pitches a la April and May when the Cubs were really pushing that pitch count, hopefully the young guys can settle in at home plate and take some pitches today and run that pitch count up. I think that would be a positive thing for the Cubs today.
You sound good and you look good too, man.
Well, I'm 2 out of 3, I guess.
We will hear from you a little bit later on in the pregame with your buddy Joe Madden. Coming up next on the pregame show, Len Casper sits down with Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio like he does. Next on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Lawrence Holmes here. Talk Cubs with me, nights 6 to 10, right here on 670 The Score.
Cub fans, Ron Coomer here for Cambria. Thinking about remodeling your kitchen? Start by changing your countertops with 7 brand new designs from Cambria. Like all natural stone countertops, their newest selections are 93% quartz, one of the hardest materials on earth. So visit CambriaUSA.com to see them for yourself. That's CambriaUSA.com. Cambria is a proud sponsor of Cubs.
If you have been diagnosed with chronic asthma or COPD since your 30s, and have progressively lost significant lung function, or diagnosed with emphysema by your 40s or 50s, you may have been misdiagnosed. You may in fact suffer from an inherited condition known as alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency, also known as AATD. AATD is commonly misdiagnosed as asthma or COPD, and as many as 24,000 people in Illinois are predicted to really have AATD. Left untreated, it progressively destroys lung function, which can lead to early disability and death. Laird Osmond has recovered millions of dollars for wrongfully diagnosed AATD patients. If you feel you or someone you know may have been misdiagnosed, call 1-844-OSMON-80. That's 1-844-OZMON-80. 1-844-OSMON-80. Or visit osmondlaw.com. That's osmondlaw.com.
Learn your profession for thousands of dollars less in tuition than other colleges and universities at City Colleges of Chicago. Whether your next step is to transfer to a four-year university, train for a profession, or transition to a new career, City Colleges has what you need to make it happen. Visit ccc.edu or call 773-COLLEGE to get to know CCC today.
Run to Old Navy to celebrate summer style your way. Now through Tuesday, rush in for $2 tanks for women and girls, $4 tees for the whole family, $6 graphic tees, $8 shorts, and 50% off all swimwear. Plus, today only, women's dresses are just $10. And one day only, tomorrow, flip-flops are just $1 a pair. That's right, $1. It only happens once a year. So run to Old Navy. Valid 622 to 628. Dresses valid 624. Flip-flops valid 625. Select styles. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Limit to.
The Cubs suggests the use of public transportation or for bike riders, use the Cubs courtesy bike check. And for drivers, the Cubs provide free parking and shuttle service on night and weekend games from 3900 North Rockwell. For details, visit Cubs.com. Mark Grody back with you at Marlins Park in Miami, getting ready for game two of a four-game series between the Cubs and Marlins. Cubs with a 4-2 loss last night to the Marlins. The Cubs still up 9 games on St. Louis, 14 up on Pittsburgh. We'll tell you more about the Cubs competition coming up a little bit later on in the pregame show. Right now, Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio is sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. Here is Len Casper.
Mark, thank you with Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio. Well, a little adversity here, four straight, but we go back to the starting pitching, and these guys continue to give your team a chance every single night. So even when you don't win, it comes down to one swing, one at bat, bases loaded, ninth inning, what have you.
It's going to be a tough road trip for us. You know, we're just talking about a little banged up, but our guys talk about it a lot. These are games that we really have to win. So the whole pitching staff, our pitching and defense, you know, there's a little bit more onus on us. We're not pressing, but just understanding the situation. You're going to go through these stretches during the season. I thought Johnny threw the ball great last night in a spot where he hasn't pitched that often, but he was aggressive, mixed it well, and like you said, gave us a really good chance to win that ball game. And Rossi with a couple big swings for us, but we were right there for the taking again and just couldn't close the door.
How about the scouting of Kyle Hendricks? When he came over, he was not a name that was really mentioned a lot. He's never going to wow anybody with his velocity. When you first saw him, what did you see in him, and how much better has he gotten over the last 3 years?
He's improved leaps and bounds. You know, here's a guy with command. When you have a command guy with a couple different changeups, and we've added some drills, another changeup, you know, the aptitude, he's very intelligent. The biggest thing for my young pitchers is getting to know the league. Umpires getting to know him. This guy, I think, not to take anything away from him, because he's a top level starting pitcher in this league right now, but I think he's one of the best back end starting pitchers at all of baseball. He gets it. He's very competitive. He may not show it. A little professional. You know, that fire burns in there, and he might be our best competitor. He just may not show it and be as flamboyant as some other guys are, but he's a very intelligent and a good pitcher and has improved a lot.
All right, he'll take the ball tonight. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
That's Chris Bosio, Mark. Back to you.
That's interesting. Considering John Lackey and John Lester, to have Chris Bosio say that Kyle Hendricks may be the most competitive person in that rotation, that's pretty amazing. Coming up next, it is the latest on Anthony Rizzo and a player who many covet maybe off the markets as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Cubs fans, everything you need all in one place. 670thescore.com/...
Little Caesars Premium Detroit Style Deep, Deep Dish Pizza with more cheese and pepperoni is our most premium pizza experience. And now it's even more premium. Just call 1-855-TALK-DEEP and we'll compliment you while you eat it. This premium treatment isn't just for eccentric billionaires. It's for you with your shiny hair and very kind eyes. That one's on us. Pick up our premium deep, deep dish pizza for just $8 and call 1-855-TALK-DEEP. Hot and ready 4 to 8. Or order anytime, you cool rebel. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
If you believe louder is always better, then Guitar Center has you covered. So, plug in, play loud, and save up to 35% on select electric guitars, electronic drums, amps, live sound, digital pianos, and other instruments you can plug in. Gear from major brands across every department. Get the gear you need to set yourself apart and to be heard amongst the crowd. The Plug In and Play Loud sale at Guitar Center, going on now through June 29th, in-store and at guitarcenter.com. The next generation of climate control is the Honeywell Lyric Round Wi-Fi Thermostat. Now just $229 at the Home Depot. Lyric lets you control your home's temperature from your smartphone. Running late? Arriving early? Just change the temperature from wherever you are. It also works with Apple HomeKit and works with Samsung SmartThings. Get comfortable with the Honeywell Lyric Thermostat. Just $229 at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only valid through August 15th.
Celebrate summer in style with great July 4th deals happening right now at Lowe's, because nothing brings friends and family together like good food and a great looking home. So hurry in today to save big on everything you'll need, like up to 35% off major appliances $396 or more. Plus, get a Whirlpool intuitive touch control washer and dryer starting at $499 each. Don't miss out on summer's best savings happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 6/22 through 7/12. Whirlpool offer valid on select items while supplies last. Price shown reflects discounts. Exclusions apply. See store for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
In hand. Lineup for a second straight night due to the tight back, but said he is feeling much better after undergoing treatment the last couple of days. So not out of the question that he would play tomorrow. As a matter of fact, as of about an hour ago, they still weren't sure that he may be available to come off the bench tonight and pinch hit. At this point, we do not know if he would be available in that capacity. Guess we'll have to just kind of wait and see. Tommy La Stella will begin a rehab assignment within the next few days, working off his hamstring injury. Jorge Soler and Dexter Fowler are going to be out a little while longer. That is our injury report brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Well, the Atlanta Braves saying that they do not think they will trade starting pitcher Julio Teheran. And right now, Teheran, a 2.66 ERA for that bad Braves team over 15 starts. No doubt Julio Teheran, a person of interest for many contending teams. And that is our business of baseball, brought to you by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. Coming up next on our pregame show, it's our Cubs conversation with, I had to think about it for a second, first baseman Chris Bryant. Next on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Hey, this is John Lester, and you're listening to Cubs Baseball on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home of the...
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Coffee. Our Cubs conversation sponsored by MyPillow.com. With injuries beginning to have a real effect on the Cubs, the lineup card has proven to be the most intriguing item in the clubhouse the last few days when we walk in. Today, for instance, we find Jason Hayward leading off and Chris Bryant in the two hole and playing first.
Sometimes that's what you got to do, especially when, like you said, guys are hurt, you know, but that's the strength of this team. There's a lot of versatility. There's a lot of different lineups where guys can hit in certain areas. And going back to the last year thing of the pitcher hitting eighth and Albert right behind him, I mean, it'll be interesting. But, I mean, once everybody gets their first at bat out of the way, it's kind of just the same game, you know, for me especially, you know, when I'm hitting in a different area in the order. It's only the first at bat where it feels different, and then after that it's the same game the rest of the way.
And you could probably kind of relate to what Albert Almora Jr. and Wilson Contreras are going through. Not only are they here now, at this point they're being depended on to produce.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, but that's kind of what we expect here. I think, you know, we all know who they are and what they've done before and in spring and the years before that, and they progressed nicely. And I played with both of them. I played with Albert quite a bit, so I know that he's ready to step up and be the type of player he knows he is. And he's very underrated. His defense out in center field and outfield is unbelievable. So any ball hit his way, I know we're going to catch it, but And then offensively, I think he's very underrated. So it'll be, I like that he's out there getting a lot of playing time, and I love watching him play.
Made a pretty nice diving catch yourself yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I'm still trying to figure out the best jumps and the best reads out there. But so far, I mean, I feel like I've gotten a little bit better. But there's times where some balls that are hit, even if they're foul balls or any of that, that I feel like I don't get the best read. But thank goodness they're foul balls or any of that. But for the most part out there, I feel like I'm taking a lot of strides in the right direction.
Chris Bryant will receive a gift certificate courtesy of MyPillow. Right now, you can score 4 pillows for the price of 1 premium queen or king pillow. Order now at MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE. And you heard Bryant refer to the pitcher hitting 8th. That is the case tonight. Kyle Hendricks in that spot. Albert Elmora Jr. hitting 9th and playing center field. So 2015. Wilson Contreras is catching. And again, for a second straight night, he is hitting 4th cleanup in Joe Maddon's lineup. Cubs tickets are hot. Your best option for tickets for future games is Monday through Thursday. Visit Cubs.com now before they are gone. Worth looking at the schedule. So tonight, Kyle Hendricks against Tom Kohler. And then two different times, starting times for Saturday and Sunday. 3:10 tomorrow, Saturday. John Lackey against Paul Clemens. And then the series finale on Sunday, a 12:10 game. Jason Hamill against Jose Fernandez. Coming up next on the pregame show, Cubs manager Joe Maddon. As we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show, hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Mully here, the best Chicago sports talk for over two decades, right here. Mornings, live at 5 on the Score.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
The next generation of climate control is the Honeywell Lyric Round Wi-Fi Thermostat. Now just $229 at the Home Depot. Lyric lets you control your home's temperature from your smartphone. Running late? Arriving early? Just change the temperature from wherever you are. It also works with Apple HomeKit and works with Samsung SmartThings. Get comfortable with the Honeywell Lyric Thermostat. Just $229 at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only valid through August 15th.
Celebrate summer in style with great July 4th deals happening right now at Lowe's. Hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on everything you'll need, like 5 bags of mulch for only $10. Plus, get 1.25 quart red, white, and blue annuals, now 5 for $10. Don't miss out on summer's best savings happening right now at Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 6/22 through 7/6 on select sizes. Color and selection varies by location. Discount taken at time of purchase. Plant offer valid 6/22 through 6/29. Actual plant size and selection may vary by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details, U.S. only.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
To win.
Well, Kyle Hendricks starting for the Cubs tonight has been so good at Wrigley Field, 4-1 with a 193. Still kind of trying to figure it out on the road, though, where this year he's 1-5 with a 4.36 ERA. Tom Kohler pitching for the Miami Marlins. We'll have more on him in just a little bit here on the pregame show. Right now, though, Joe Maddon and his manager's show, The Joe Show, brought to you by Loyola Medicine, where we treat both body and soul. Here, once again, is Ron Coomer.
Joe, yesterday's ball game, good ball game. You had your chances late once again. You know, is this just one of those times of the year where things aren't quite working out the way you'd like?
Yeah, I mean, Johnny was really good. Lester pitched really, really well. Gave up a couple
couple homers, and that was it. We made a lot of nice plays on defense, trying to control the running game, trying to help him out, fielding bunts, throwing guys. I mean, we did so many wonderful things. And at the end of the game, again, we made a couple mistakes. You know, Stropey not getting through that inning was obviously very big. And then even the add-on run where Addison drops the throw from David, and then the ball goes underneath Javi. I mean, that's the fourth run, and that's a really large run, as you could see as it turned out yesterday. The biggest thing is we're just not hitting right now. And, you know, we got a lot of young guys out there. We got to just get a little bit more consistent at bat with runners in scoring position. You look at the Cardinals series, you look at yesterday's game. If you make any kind of mistake, it really stands out right now because we can't get the hits that we need. Listen, I have a lot of faith in these kids. They're going to start hitting.
Today's ball game, Hendricks on the mound, but you've made some adjustments to your lineup, obviously, because of some of the things that have happened in the last few days.
Yeah, the different guys being out, I really thought it's important to protect Chris Bryant because yesterday, for instance, even with Contreras hitting behind him, we couldn't get him a pitch. So putting Hayward one, move KB up to two, and then Zobrist and Contreras both behind KB. I thought, if they look at that, you got to somewhat pitch to KB with Zerilla and Wilson coming up after, and then Coughlin. So it's better, I think, or stronger. And with that thought, I did not want the 9-0 hitter to be a pitcher bleeding into Bryant hitting two, so I put the pitcher back in the 8-0 tonight, Hendricks, and put Elmore in ninth, bleeding into the number two, Bryant. So made some adjustments right there. We'll see how it plays.
Your thoughts on Kyle going tonight? He has thrown the ball extremely well for you in the first half.
Yeah, just like Johnny last night, I anticipated to continue to go that way. His command's been really, really outstanding. Velocity a little bit better. Change of command is ridiculous. So I know he feels good about himself. He's pitching with a lot of confidence, so I anticipate the same.
Good luck tonight.
Gracias, Jose.
That's Cubs manager Joe Maddon. Coming up, we'll go around Major League Baseball. Pitching matchup for our game, plus our pick to perform. All next on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Lawrence Holmes here. This is where the Cubs play. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2